Hi, Erica, this is Nancy McLeod calling. I'll put this into an email as well, but I just wanted to leave you a message also. Thank you so much for your follow-up email. I just want to let you know. So last night, which yesterday, the 17th, I ended up calling the Chase Homeowners Insurance Department, and I got somebody who was very, very helpful and told me that payment was sent out last year on 11/29/2024. And my phone call yesterday, she prompted her, this woman at Chase Homeowners Insurance Department, prompted her to send out the payment to Narragansett. After I read your email, I got curious of exactly how Narragansett sort of handles things from their end. So I called again today, the 18th, Chase Homeowners Insurance Department to find out what exactly happens with Narragansett. I found out that Narragansett last year and this year never send anything or reach out in any way to Chase. As a matter of fact, it's Chase who calls Narragansett to say, like, hey, what's going on? Like, what does this, like, what is the, what do, you know, what do the McLeods owe, basically? So Narragansett never sends an invoice or any information to Chase. Chase actually seeks it out. Last year, Chase called them on 11/29/2024 and issued a paper check that day dated 11/29/2024. So Narragansett saying they didn't receive a check until 12/16/2024. I have no idea why, but the check was actually dated 11/29/2024. So Narragansett, I don't know what they're doing, but they seem to be not sending the information to Chase. Chase is seeking it out, and then Narragansett is telling us we're going to have our homeowners insurance canceled and charging us a late fee when they're actually the problem, I think, to begin with. So yesterday when I made my phone call, that's what prompted Chase to send out the payment for this year, because once again, they have had no contact, no information, no invoice, nothing from Narragansett. And it was my phone call last night that prompted Chase to send out the payment. So anyhow, I'll put some of this in an email. Thank you for listening to this long extended message, but I just kind of want to let you know what's going on. It seems to me that Narragansett is not doing what they should, and then they're sort of, you know, claiming they got something late and blaming Chase or us or something and charging a late fee. So thank you for listening, 781-844-9310. And I can put some of this in an email if that's helpful. Thanks so much, Erica. I hope you have a great evening. Bye-bye.